Hello, 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 and you're tuning in to another episode of Combo and Coffee with Mo, and it's You Decide topic. And from my messages in my inbox, I gathered that people have a lot of questions about relationships and moods. So I chose this particular question, and it went more into detail, but to sum it up, a guy was asking whether or not his girlfriend was bipolar and how to deal with her. If she was, or kind of more so, why was her mood fluctuating? So, let's get into it. Is she bipolar because she's moody? No, she's not. She probably is just trying to figure out what does she want to do with you and why is she with you. When you think about relationships and you think about moods and feelings, I believe that people have a tendency to bring out the best in you, or they can bring out the not so good part of you. And in this situation, let's look at it from different angles. So with the guy, if you think about, like, was she like that when you met her? And if she was, that's your fault. That's a red flag. You ignored it. The girl had issues and you thought you could save her. I don't know. But if she was like that when you met her, then I don't know what the conversation is about now. That's a choice you made going into the relationship, knowing that she was kind of all over the place. Now, on the other side, if she was not like that, what is your part in that? Like, what did you do to cause her to be indifferent with you? In relationships, we often deal with disappointments, we deal with heartbreaks and things like that. So we can make a decision to forgive someone or not to forgive someone. And with that comes an influctuation of various moods when you're trying to get through the process of forgiveness. One minute you're like, okay, I'm going to forgive them and we're going to move on and you're having a great day. The next couple of days you're like, I can't believe I'm still with this such and such, and I'm, you know, reminded of what happened. Then your mood shifts, and so you're not in such a good mood. And so that's what happens then. So, no, I don't think that because someone has an influx, you know, mood change, that they're bipolar. That is so overly diagnosed by, we're like each other. There's so many times I hear people say, oh, he's bipolar. Oh, she's so bipolar because, you know, one minute you're cool and one minute you're not. I mean, I really think you need to decide, who are the people you're dealing with? Like, if this person, you continue to, you know, vacillate back and forth about whether to be good with them or not be good with them, I mean, let it go. You know, I don't know what the situation may be. It could be a situation where you just can't detach that easily. But you need to figure out a way to keep yourself in a good place. Because having those moods, oh my God, it takes too much energy to be fluctuating from happy, sad, angry, mad. It's just too much. So you really need to decide where you're going to be with a person and decide what you're going to do with them so you can have some peace of mind and some sanity. Because that in itself will drive anybody crazy trying to, you know, go back and forth with emotions and feelings. So what is bipolar? You may ask the question, and I have the answer. Bipolar deals with our brain. Yeah, it's just a influx in moods that you go from being lively, you know, it affects your activity levels, and it affects your ability to carry out just like daily routines and activities. People who have bipolar, they suffer from mood swings that can occur, you know, a couple times a year, or it can occur multiple times a day. And there are so many people, like, yearly who are affected by bipolar. Like, 6 million Americans are affected with bipolar every year. I know. That is absolutely crazy. That's a lot. And there are so many ways to treat it, but a lot of times it's not properly identified and it goes untreated. So with bipolar, there's no discrimination. It doesn't discriminate with sex. It doesn't discriminate with race. It doesn't discriminate with age. You know, the onset of it is like 25. However, I've seen on so many different occasions that kids are being diagnosed with bipolar much sooner. And it comes in the form sometimes of mood disorder because they really don't want to give them that label so young. But it's there. There's a tendency, so they don't give them the diagnosis of bipolar. It's like a mood disorder. And so when you're talking about mood disorders, what moods? We're talking about being manic and we're talking about being depressed. And some symptoms of being manic is like a long period of feeling high, overly happy and outgoing, or extremely irritable moods, agitations, and even like this weird feeling. It's just been described from some people. It's like just a weird feeling. Some behaviors you can look for in people who are experiencing a manic episode is that they're easily distracted and jumping from one topic or one idea to another when the thoughts are racing all over the place. Now, I know a lot of people who have so much going on in day-to-day life that they are easily distracted and sometimes they can get off task. That doesn't mean that they're bipolar, though. That means that you have to take it in the context of what's going on, is that they have a lot going on. And just to give one of these symptoms does not negate you being bipolar. You have to have a combination of a few things. Being restless is one of the things about being manic and sleeping a little. And I've learned that a lot of people like being manic because they get things done. They have this, you know, abundance of energy and motivation to do things like come up with a campaign overnight to save the chipmunks. I mean, it's just like random. You'll see a person who's like sad, and then the next day they want to save spiders. I don't know, but it's just like you, it's different. It's not your typical conversation of having goals. And they are impulsive in various ways with finances, and also it can be sexually. They're hypersexual. They want to have multiple partners, or they just want to have sex all the time. And for some people, like, ooh, that's not a bad thing. But it put into the context of all the other behaviors, it can be a bad thing, because when people who are bipolar and manic, they don't care. They take risks. They feel like they are above most and they're not going to be affected by their decisions like someone would rationalize and think about before they did something like that. And on the other hand, when they're depressed, you know, they have a loss of interest in things they like to do. They're feeling tired and restless, a little bit irritable, and the changes in sleep happens. Also, they're preoccupied with death or suicide. Some people actually make attempts and some people just have suicidal ideations. So those are some things to look for in people who you may suspect are bipolar. And how do you help them? You can, first of all, they have to want the help. They have to identify that there is a problem. And attacking someone is not a way to get them to get help. So, you know, there are professionals that can prescribe medications, and there are professionals who can help in teaching them ways to deal with their moods and their feelings. So I believe that medication without counseling I think they go together like peanut butter and jelly. Can you have them separately? Yeah, but are they just better together? Absolutely. So people who decide to seek out, you know, help for bipolar, don't just get fixated on medications. You know, counseling is a big thing because you can learn how to cope with, you know, various things, and you can stay ahead of it, and prevention is a big thing. So, and identifying what your triggers are, very big things. But just to tie this back in together about the initial topic, is she bipolar? No, I think she's probably trying to figure out if she really likes you, or she really wants to be with you, because she's probably just over it. And one day trying to, you know, pull it together, the next day, not so much. But one thing I want to leave you with, my little tidbit for this segment, is when you open your heart to love, you have to open your heart to pain, because all these emotions come with being in love and being in a relationship. And you have to ultimately decide, is this something that you want to do and want to be subjected to long term? You've had Convo and Coffee with Mo. Enjoy your day.